Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Tens of thousands of film and television workers won't be walking off the job after all. They had been ready to strike tomorrow, shutting down much of Hollywood, but they no longer plan to. Their union has hammered out a deal with studios and producers, as NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE, represents cinematographers, editors, makeup artists, visual effects crews, even the people who feed the casts and crews, as many as 60,000 workers in all. They were prepared to go on strike, but their new 3-year contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers includes improved and retroactive wages, increased meal penalties, and daily and weekend rest periods. IATSE's president, Matt Loeb, said, quote, "This is a Hollywood ending." The tentative agreement still needs to be ratified by the union's members. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Jury selection is set to begin tomorrow for the trial of three white men accused of chasing and killing Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man who was shot while jogging in a coastal Georgia neighborhood in early 2020. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Lisa Hagan reports.
1,000 potential jury members have been summoned for the trial in Glynn County, Georgia. That's about 10 times the average. Court officials hope the large number will meet the challenge of seating a jury of 12 people who don't know the defendants or the victim and haven't made up their mind about the case. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael are charged with murder, along with their neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who filmed the deadly encounter. Defense attorneys say the shooting was in self-defense. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Hagan in Atlanta.
Overseas, police in the UK are questioning the suspect in Friday's murder of a longtime lawmaker under British terrorism laws. But the 25-year-old has not yet been charged. David Amos was stabbed to death during a meeting with constituents. The government says it's considering a number of options to boost security for lawmakers. Meanwhile, every ambulance service in the UK now at the highest level of alert. There's been an unprecedented surge in emergency cases, due at least in part to the pandemic. Doctors are warning that British emergency rooms are on the edge of a precipice. Here's Vicky Barker reporting from London.
British paramedics are reporting up to 20 ambulances at a time lined up outside hospital emergency rooms, with some patients waiting 11 hours or more. At least one has died in the back of one of those waiting ambulances. And the situation's expected to worsen as the winter flu season approaches.
A State Department spokesperson says the U.S. government is aware of reports that a group of up to 17 American missionaries, including children, have been kidnapped in Haiti. They are reported to have been kidnapped by armed gang members in Haiti's capital. You're listening to NPR News. There's more praise coming from north of the border for the decision by the U.S. to reopen the land border with Canada in early November and to allow Canadians with mixed vaccine doses to enter. Dan Karpinchuk reports that healthcare experts and Canada's tourism industry are welcoming the move.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed that travelers with any combination of approved vaccine doses would be considered fully vaccinated. The Tourism Industry Association of Canada calls it good news. It's an issue that could affect up to 4 million vaccinated Canadians. An infectious disease expert, Isaac Bogach of Toronto, says it's a smart and data-driven approach. Bogach told CTV News that it's safe, effective, and now there's a recognition of it. The U.S. Travel Association also welcomed the move, saying it will mean a boost to the economy and bring back travel-related jobs that were lost to restrictions. However, Canadians will still need a negative PCR test no more than 72 hours before crossing back into Canada. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
France is marking the anniversary of a violent police crackdown on a protest by Algerians 60 years ago during the war against French rule in Algeria. There was a tribute march in Paris today, a day after President Emmanuel Macron denounced the crackdown as an unforgivable crime. The exact number of those killed remains unclear, but historians say at least 120 people died. In Greece, two human rights activists were detained today. They unfurled banners at the Acropolis in Athens, opposing next year's Winter Games in Beijing. They were quickly detained by police. China is to receive the Olympic flame on Tuesday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.